You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In this episode, I'll discuss value add and what it really means when responding to an RFP. Value added is a buzzword you may have seen requested in RFPs, and if not, you're likely trying to figure out how to provide it in your proposals. The simple question is what value added really means, and whether it'll have a material impact on your proposal. When it comes right down to it, so-called value added in a proposal should really be your competitive advantage. However, if it looks like it's important to the client that you provide value added, or the value added is part of the evaluation criteria or scoring, you need to find things that the client will consider value added. This sometimes ends up being a pricing issue. What you want to provide is value added services and how much they impact the price, if at all. Unless it's explicitly identified how value added services or features will influence a client to select you as a winner, assume that any value added items you will provide simply give you the edge in the existing evaluation model. Your main goal is to clearly demonstrate your capabilities and the fact that you're the best choice to provide the requirements identified in the RFP, and answer the questions, of course. Value added can be the icing on the cake. However, you do need to consider the cost and the impacts value added may have on your final proposal price, and the impact on evaluation scoring, if any. Start by focusing on value added that is simply part of how you operate your business efficiently. If you can provide value added without having a negative impact on your proposal price, either through technology, volume, or efficiency, simply identify the value add these items provide and explain the results for the client. Don't make the mistake of pulling things out of your normal service and calling them value added unless they're clearly value added items. This will be apparent to the client and cause you to lose credibility. So here's an example of successfully using value added to win a proposal. An RFP specifically required adhering to current practices, which were very manual and not assisted by a computerized system. The pricing structure was for management and administration only, with the direct cost of all the labor involved in the service as a flow through to the client. This meant a computerized system would have added cost to the price, i.e. the management fee, but the direct cost savings were not considered in the evaluation. So the client would have saved money, but the bidder would have had to pay the price. Adding to the computerized system would have been value added, but a higher price would have lost the bid. The bid was submitted with the base requirements, however, the capability and experience of implementing and using a computerized system to drive efficiency and reduce cost for the client was clearly identified as a value add. The bid was submitted with the base requirements, however, the capabilities and experience of implementing and using a computerized system to drive efficiencies and reduce direct cost was clearly identified as a value-added benefit to the client, without actually delivering it. After the bid was won, the client requested implementation of a computerized system at the client's cost. This strategy helped win the bid. So here's another, less successful example. In a consulting RFP where the scope was very open, it left lots of room for so-called value add for the client, most of which, as usual, came at a price. The bidder assumed the client wanted lots of this added value, and so their proposed scope included not only the base service, but many value added elements. Clearly, the strategy was flawed, however, since it resulted in a price much higher than the winning bidder's proposal, who probably provided a basic service with a workable scope in their proposal. Either that's all the client actually wanted, or it's all they could afford. The message is that value added doesn't need to be incorporated within your base price. One way to structure a proposal with significant value added items is to provide an optional service with optional pricing. Some RFPs will ask for options while others will not, regardless of whether the client asks. If you have some attractive options, you should propose them. Make it clear that they're separate and distinct from your main proposal. Of course, be sure to read the submission requirements carefully to ensure this approach won't disqualify you. This issue is why you need to develop your strategy around the entire bid process, including the technical solution and the pricing. It's how you win more business. Of course, if you have a question or comment, feel free to send me an email or leave a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. Our contact info is on the website, and I'd love to hear from you. This topic came from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals. To get the book, visit our website or search for it online at Amazon and many other online booksellers. To order for your marketing staff, your trade association, or a conference, contact me directly and don't forget to ask about my seminars, workshops, and my proposal review services. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.